What do you do if somebody asks you a question that you don't know the answer to? Awkward. What do you do then if somebody asks you a question that you do know the answer to? And it seems that common practice, common courtesy, somebody sometime in your past when you were a child suggested that if somebody asks you a question, you should answer their question. It would be rude if you didn't answer their question. So it seems that as humans, we have grown up with the normal human practice of if somebody asks you a question, you better give them the answer. Woohoo! Unless it's that awkward, I don't know the answer. So let's cover that one off first, particularly if you're an exercise professional and people are asking you questions about food, exercise, how the human body works, anatomy, physiology, the endocrine system, the central nervous system, how the brain works, all the things that exercise professionals are probably expected to know. If you think the person asking you the question expects you to know the answer, do you feel uncomfortable or embarrassed if you don't know the answer? And having been in that situation many, many thousands of times myself, I'm very aware that it is very uncomfortable, particularly when I had been an exercise professional for quite a few years already. People knew me as a professional person, and I thought that it was my responsibility to know everything and answer everybody's question, and I did. And often I didn't know very much about the answer or nothing about the answer, but I just felt like it was important that I came up with something at the time, because otherwise I would look stupid. Here's another better question. If you answer a question and you are incorrect and you give people the wrong information, disinformation, information that could even hurt them, make them sick or injure them, would that be more than awkward or uncomfortable? Wouldn't that just be horrible? Making up an answer to something that you don't know the answer to and then just giving it anyway. And maybe you've experienced this in the exercise profession. It seems that there's a lot of people doing that. So even though they don't know the answer to how does a human body work, how do I lose weight, how do I put on muscle size, how does a human body get fit, how does it get strong, how do we get fat out of the fat cell, how do we hydrate effectively, some of the really important questions about health, about people's quality of life, it seems that even if people don't know the answer, they're still giving an answer. So there's a really important consideration, perhaps. If I don't know the answer to something, should I say so? And it's been a real pleasurable, enlightening experience to be able to share that perfect, and it almost is a perfect answer when somebody asks you a question you don't know the answer, rather than making something up at the risk of hurting them or just making something up. The expert suggests that we simply share, no, I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll research it for you. No, I don't know the answer to your question, but it will be an honor and a pleasure to go and find out the correct answer for you. How about you go and do some research on the right answer? I do the research on the right answer. We get back together and we can brainstorm the right answer together, particularly with food and exercise, because there's so much contradicting information about food and exercise that the answer that you give somebody might contradict the answer that they already think they know. And that's a really important thing to consider. Is it possible that when people ask us a question about anything, that they aren't asking us a question because they want an answer? They might just be looking for permission to talk about that particular topic. And again, the human behavioral experts, the communication experts, will suggest that that is usually the case. When people ask you a question, it's not that they want you to give them information. Is it possible that they just want to talk? And wouldn't it be embarrassing if somebody asks you a question and you go on into a very in-depth, complicated answer, and one, that person knows more about that topic than you do, so you make yourself look really silly, and I've done that many times, and or they just want to talk about the topic, not really get your opinion about it. So number one is, if somebody asks us a question, would it be a really good idea to find out if the person is actually asking a question. And then if we don't know the answer to the question, would it be a great idea to say so? So somebody asks you a question, you say, that's a great question. Why did you ask me that question? And that seems to be the golden rule for superb communication, so that you don't waste a lot of time sharing information with people that may not want your information. So could it be a great idea to get into that habit? And I share that passionately because I never used to ask that question, now I do, and it certainly saved me a lot of time. Like you, I only have 24 hours in my day, and if I have information that can help people, I'm really excited to be able to share it, but I don't want to waste my time or theirs if they're not really interested in an answer from me. So I always ask that question, why did you ask me that question? Now, it's really interesting because usually when I say, ask, why did you ask me that question? It's never the reason that I thought. And it's usually the person has no interest in an answer from me. They just would like to tell me more information about that particular topic. Now, the thing to do there is either you have to walk away, you have to get out of that conversation because it might not be something that you're interested in, or what a great opportunity to learn. So if somebody's got a different opinion or a different idea or a different insight or different experience with a particular topic, wouldn't it be awesome to listen to what they've got to say rather than just repeating what you already know? There's another great question. If I am talking, am I learning or am I just repeating what I already know? Haha. So when somebody asks us a question, could it be a great idea to ask, why did you ask me that question? And is it possible that the people that are asking us questions might not really want an answer? Ha ha. The next really interesting thing to consider when it comes to delivering information, is it possible that if I make a statement, people could argue with me, they could disagree with me, they could completely contradict or have contradicting opinions to what I say. So if somebody asks me a question, I ask them, why did you ask me that question? They actually share with me that they want an answer. Is it possible that if I start delivering information that people will disagree? It's usually the basis to all arguments. Somebody has an opinion, somebody asks for somebody else's opinion, they don't agree with it, so they have an argument. And you might be the person that enjoys that. And is it possible that there are people in the world who love to have arguments? Some people call them robust discussions about all sorts of topics. But once again, if you haven't got very much time, if you've only got 24 hours in your day like everybody else has, and you really want to invest your time wisely, would it be a really good idea to find out what the person already knows, and perhaps if you want to get a learning experience, ask them what they know, what their opinion is, what their ideas are, what their suggestions are, rather than delivering information. Then if you are ever in the position where you are going to deliver information, so you're going to answer somebody's question, and or you would like to get your point across, so you're actually aiming for some kind of superb communication. And there's another great question. When you open your mouth to deliver words, I think that's called talking. Why do we open our mouth? And I was asked that a very long time ago because communication is something I've been studying pretty much every day of my life. And I'll just give you a quick side note on that. The reason I do that is at the end of my day, I always ask, did I deliver value to my world today? Could I have been better at communicating, better at delivering value to my world today? And how could I have been better? And it seems that if you have that kind of attitude where you are constantly assessing, analyzing, going over your communication, is it possible that you could probably get better at it? And the reason I'm asking that question is I've been in so many awkward, horrible, terrible situations where my mouth has got me into so much trouble that I really want to learn not to be in that situation anymore. How about you? So if you are constantly learning, analyzing and researching communication, is it possible that we'll get better at it? Ha ha. So always having that mindset and studying communication constantly, again, the communication experts will always suggest that if we are delivering information and our goal is to add value to people's lives, make their life better, make it easier, more fun, safer, healthier, fitter, stronger. All the things that a product or service would do if you were selling something, but ultimately your communication, your words, is it possible that that is the way we sell ourselves? If we want to have a successful business or we want to be a, I'll use the exercise, a top level exercise professional, is it possible that people will want to be involved with us if we communicate effectively or we communicate better than most or we have a, our own special unique way of communicating? So the reason I'm asking that question is if you want to add value to people's lives and you do have a great message to deliver, is it possible that, yes, if you are delivering stuff that you already know, that you don't learn anything, you're just delivering information? And second, there's this great mindset to consider that, and the communication experts again and the behavioral scientists will suggest these very clearly, that we live in, constantly live in four different stages of learning. So we either don't know that we don't know, so we're unconsciously incompetent. Then we find out that we don't know, so we're consciously incompetent, so we know that we don't know. Then we start practicing, we start getting good at something, so we become consciously competent. So we're thinking about it and we're good at it, but we have to think about being good at it. And then we become unconsciously competent, so we can do it naturally. Well, to get there, it's been suggested that we have to be consciously thinking about what we're doing all of the time. And there's two things there. If I'm consciously thinking about what I'm doing, is it possible that I'll make less mistakes? Is it possible that I'll learn more because I'm forcing my brain to think differently? And if I just deliver what I already know, then how would my brain grow? But here is the ultimate question of communication. If every time I deliver a statement, if I aim to turn it into a question, is it possible that my brain will have to work more effectively to be able to do that? But from a communication point of view, is it possible that instead of making a statement then that people could argue with, disagree with, we could have an argument about, that all I'm doing is asking a question that if we go back to what we were taught when we were little kids, if somebody asks us a question, we always have to come up with an answer, that rather than having to deliver information, we would be getting our conversation participants, how's that, to be thinking for themselves. And I'm asking this from a very personal perspective because as an exercise professional, people ask us, and if you are an exercise professional, do people ask you questions quite regularly? What to eat, how to exercise, what not to eat, how not to exercise, when to sleep, how much to drink, how many to do, how often to do it. And there's a stack of questions, yeah, about how to be healthy, fit and strong. But go back to the superb communication. Number one, is it possible that if people ask us how to do something that they may not be really wanting information, they just want to talk? Number two, if I deliver information and they don't agree with that information because they already have an idea of their own, is it possible that we'll get into an argument? Versus if I ask questions rather than making statements, is it possible that this person would now be thinking more or thinking differently about why they have that certain opinion? And it's interesting, again, as an exercise professional, when people ask you how to lose weight or they ask you how to put on muscle size or they ask you how to get healthy, if you know the answer or you believe you have the right answer, is it possible that the person that asked you the question has heard a different answer? And in our profession, that's probably yes. Are there many, many, many ways that people could be told how to lose weight? Many, many ways for people that people have been told how to eat, how to exercise. And if I start delivering information, is it possible that rather than helping someone, it might just turn into an argument? So I'm asking very personally for your own brain, and I want my brain to grow. How about yours? If we take the time, if we consciously, competently take the time to turn every statement into a question, is it possible that rather than having to defend what we believe or the information that we've delivered, that the person that we ask the question of would then need to answer the question for themselves? So the other complicated thing, of course, when you are an exercise professional is if somebody asks you a question you don't know the answer to. And that for me, so many times in my life has been so incredibly awkward and uncomfortable. How about you? Have you ever come up with stuff that may or may not have been the right information just because you thought the person would expect you to know the answer? And is it possible that it wasn't the right answer? And I have to say yes, because I did that many times. I was just guessing. So there goes that great statement. I don't know the answer, but I'll research it for you and let's get back together and work it out together. But if I think I do know the answer, I don't want to have an argument. How about you? So if it's something I don't know the answer to, I want to admit it and I want to learn about it. I don't want to pretend that I know. And if I do know, is it possible that I'm wrong? Is it possible that the person that asked me the question has better experience, insight, wisdom into the answer to that question? And or should I ask more information before I deliver any kind of information, even if it is in the form of a question rather than a statement? And it's, if somebody says to you, how do I lose weight, for example, and if you know the answer to that or you believe that you know the answer to that and you start delivering information, is it possible that you haven't got enough information to be able to give the best answer possible? Do you know everything you need to know about this person before you deliver information? Do you know their lifestyle? Do you know the foods that they like and don't like? Do you know the exercise that they don't and don't like? Do you know the reasons why they have exercised in the past or not? Do you know the reasons why they eat the way they do or not? Do you know their personal experience with other professionals, whether it's an allied health professional or a doctor or another exercise professional? And they're all things, or they're all the reasons why in the past I've made such a fool of myself, because I didn't ask the right questions. I didn't ask enough questions to be able to deliver any kind of information. So I use a simple example. If somebody says to you, what should I have for breakfast? And you might believe that that's an important, or you might believe that you have the answer to that question. So you say, well, breakfast is the most important meal of the day and this is what you should eat. Well, unfortunately, there's so many answers, or fortunately, so many answers to that question and so many contradicting answers to that question that is it possible you could get yourself into trouble? Another one, should I be vegan, vegetarian? There's so many different answers to that question. How often should I eat? So many different answers to that question. What should I eat? So many different answers to that question. What kind of exercise program should I do? So many different answers to that question. But ultimately, is it possible that the answer to the question should be based on the unique individual lifestyle of the person that asked the question, if they actually want an answer? So I'll use the example, could you please help me? How do I lose weight? And instead of delivering information, what if I ask the question, why did you ask me that question? And interestingly, is it possible that a lot of the time, the person that asked you that question is actually not interested in losing weight, or they have a very strong opinion already about how to lose weight, and you could either offend them or frustrate them or make them angry or make yourself look really silly because they disagree with you? So, questions and answers. Whatever we know about food, exercise, health, the human body, anatomy, physiology, is it possible we need to know more? Is it possible we need to learn more about all of those topics? And more importantly, is it possible that we need to learn more about the person that's asking us the question? Is it possible that they're not really asking us a question, they just want to deliver information, but it would be rude to just walk up to us and say, I want to tell you about how to lose weight? And if, like me, and you do, you only have 24 hours in your day, do you want to invest time with people who actually want your help? Or would you be annoyed or frustrated if you had to waste time with people who were just wanting to deliver their opinion, which might be totally contradicting to your opinion, but because you didn't ask the right questions, you end up stuck in a conversation that could waste a lot of your time? I'm asking all of these questions for a reason. There are lots of people that need our help. And there's lots of people who don't want our help. And I would like to invest my time with the folks who really do need an exercise professional to help them to be healthy, fit and strong. How about you? So what if we ask the right questions so that we can get the right answers, or even more importantly, that the person in front of us, our potential client or our client, our member, our group exercise class participant, they actually start thinking for themselves. So I'll use that question again, how do I lose weight? And I ask, why did you ask me that question? And the person says, because I've tried everything and nothing's worked and I really need to lose weight. I'm sick of being this particular weight. So what if I then ask, so tell me about that. Why is that really important to you? And would it be possible to know why rather than just deliver information about how to lose weight? Because there's lots of ways to lose weight. But if I have a person in front of me who's really committed, how would I know that unless I ask them why? Why is this really important to you? Why are the reasons? Give me as many reasons as possible. And when you think you've given me all the reasons, maybe find some more. And if I ask you again tomorrow, would there be any more? Why is this important to you to be able to lose weight? Is it possible that somebody that has a lot of reasons will be more likely to achieve their goal? And how can I help them achieve their goal if I don't know all of their reasons, not just one of them? Is it possible that there's a lot of fitness instructors, personal trainers that just assume that they know the reason why somebody wants to lose weight, or they don't even ask? Would it be important to ask? So specifically, what does this person want, and then why do they want it? Would it be important to know that? From a psychological point of view, is it possible that a person would find it very difficult to do anything if they can't see themselves doing it? And I'll ask you the question, if you want to achieve a goal, are you more likely to achieve it if you've actually created a picture of it, a vision of it? You might even have an actual vision board of what you want to achieve. Well, would it be a good idea to ask people, what does that look like to you? Describe for me what it looks like when you've lost weight. And I'm just going to use that particular goal as an example. What will you be wearing? What clothes will you be able to fit back into? How will your life be different? Describe your life for me if you have this particular weight loss. So we've asked what the person wants specifically, why they want it specifically, where they want it to happen. And interestingly, with weight loss, we often get a bit caught up in the technical, you can't spot reduce. Have you ever said that to somebody? Or do you know that the human body physically, you can't take weight off one spot and not another spot? Obviously, weight comes off the whole body equally. All the fat cells open to release fat into the fat cell so we can burn it off. But we often tell people that they can't spot reduce. Here's a really great question. If I give somebody an exercise program that they actually can stick to and a healthy eating plan that gives them a stack of energy so they can exercise at a high intensity and turn their body into a fat-burning machine, is it possible that wherever they've got fat on their body, they will have less of it? So rather than telling people you can't spot reduce, could it be a great idea to excite them about the opportunity of turning their body into a fat-burning machine and being excited about their picture? So if somebody says, look, I want to lose weight because my wedding ring doesn't fit me, or I've got a pair of blue jeans I haven't worn for 10 years, or my shoes are too tight and I used to have two sizes smaller feet, but my feet have gotten fat and I just want to be able to fit into my old shoes. Rather than telling people, well, you can't burn fat off your feet, isn't it exciting that when we turn your body into a fat burning machine, that you'll be able to burn fat off out of every fat cell in your body? Isn't that exciting? And isn't that a great question? And wouldn't it be nice to find out people's picture? But more importantly, should we? Would it be irresponsible if we actually wanted to help somebody achieve their goal? How could we help them if we haven't created a picture for them so they can see themselves achieving the goal? The next thing, of course, is the time frame. When do they want to achieve it? And somebody that's got a very specific goal of 6 weeks or 6 months or on this exact day, date and time, are they more likely to achieve their goal than somebody that doesn't have a specific time frame? Maybe eventually, hopefully, sometime in the future, I hope to lose weight. Would it be great to be able to get people to focus on something specific so they've got a goal and a time frame to focus on? And how would we be able to help them do that if we didn't ask? If we then focus on the emotional part of being able to achieve our goals, Should we ask people how they will feel when it happens? When you lose weight, how will it feel? How will your life be different? What's going to happen to the way your brain works, the way your body works? How will you feel? Describe it for me. Give me some words to describe how it's going to feel. What if you don't achieve your goal, and should we ask that question? Because most people, when they start an exercise program or an eating plan, there's a lot of people that don't expect that it's going to work because they've tried so many other things in the past that didn't work. So should we ask that question? How will you feel if you don't achieve your goal? And would it be good to know the answer? Because we could then focus on, does this person get motivated by the pleasure of achieving or the pain of not achieving? And obviously all people are different, and wouldn't it be nice to know which is their main source of motivation so we can focus on the main source of motivation? Would it be nice to know if somebody's on track or off track to achieving their goal? And how would we know unless we asked? Some people tell us what they want to do, but they've tried something 20, 30, 40 times and they actually can't be bothered anymore. So they're giving this another shot, but they're not really serious about it. And there's other people that are absolutely committed. They want to spend the money. They want to invest the time. They want to get going and they want to achieve the goal by an exact day, date and time. But how would we know that if we didn't ask? What about this beautiful question? If you were your own high-performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? And could that be a really nice way of finding out whether this person is a vegan, vegetarian or a carnivore, whether they like to exercise or not, or what time of the day they like to exercise or what kind of exercise they like to do? Could it be a great example of what exercise they've done in the past and what they think they should be doing that would work? An mind-opening experience for me, you as the exercise professional, to ask that question. But it also helps could it be a respectful question to ask? Because if you've got an adult in front of you who's got every right to an opinion and every right to thinking for themselves, wouldn't it be nice to ask them what they think they should do? It's something that very few exercise professionals do, is ask, what do you think you should do? And one of the beautiful things about that, imagine the person tells you, look, this is what I think I should do, and you agree with them, and all you have to say is, congratulations, I agree, that's a great idea, let's get going. Is it more likely that you'll have a better relationship than if you just tell somebody what to do? The other beautiful question is, of course, what do you want me to do? I am an exercise professional and I do want to help you achieve your goal by that exact day, date and time. What do you want me to do? What's important for you that I will be doing for you on a regular basis? And it's interesting because a lot of exercise professionals, have you heard them? They complain, I don't have enough clients, or my clients cancel, or my business is not as successful as I would like it to be. But they haven't asked their client, what do you want me to do for you? Could that be a really important question to ask? And as exercise professionals, is it possible that, and I always ask this question, if we get people really fit and if we get people really strong, is it possible that their life will be better? So do we know how to get people really fit and do we know how to get them strong? But the third part of being an exercise professional, could it be treating people as unique individuals? If we treat everybody the same, is it possible, and I'll ask those questions again, that there are people who have foods that they like and they don't like? They've got days and times of exercise that they like and don't like. They've had a bad experience before. Is it possible that they've got a different lifestyle? Every person we come in contact with has got a different lifestyle, and should we ask? Is it important for your client to feel respected, to feel like they're an intelligent person who's being helped by another intelligent person to achieve their goal? And I think those questions possibly could make a difference. What do you think? So from a communication point of view, if somebody asks you a question, could it be a great idea to ask them, why did you ask me that question? If you don't know the answer to the question, could it be a really good idea to tell people, no, I don't, so that you don't make a fool of yourself like I have so many times? And if you really want to get your point across when somebody asks you a question, could it be a great idea to ask a question to get the person thinking for themselves rather than just delivering information. And that's that conscious brain happening. Instead of making a statement, how can I turn this into a question to get this person thinking for themselves rather than me just delivering information? Hey, what a great question. And then if we do have people who are really serious about wanting us to be their exercise professional before we deliver any kind of information, should we have a lot more information, ask a lot more questions about the person so that we can get to know them and get to know exactly what it is that they want and how can we help them? And is it possible that then we still won't have to deliver any information because this person really knows? And I'll ask a better question. If you've ever been out of shape or unfit or your body hasn't looked or felt the way you want it to, do you know how it got that way? And if I ask you the question, if you were your own high performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself to get yourself back into shape? Is it possible that we all know how we got out of shape, so we just have to reverse that? And isn't it nice, or wouldn't it be nice, if the people that we come in contact with who want us to be their exercise professional simply share with us, well, this is what I think I should do. I need to do this, 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 and this. I need to do eat this, 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 and this. And I just need your help to make sure that I'm exercising at peak performance. And I need somebody perhaps to hold me accountable. And you can just say, congratulations, that's exactly what I'm here for. Let's get started. Could that be a much nicer relationship than telling people what to do, preaching at them, and hoping that the information that you're giving them is going to fit in with their lifestyle? Could that be a great question?